I'm Danielle Biondi, WRPR News. Recently, Columbia University extended an invitation to Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad to speak on their campus. Ahmadinejad's open support of terrorism, hatred of homosexuality, and denial of the Holocaust are among the reasons many people in this country were outraged by his visit.
The Iranian president's visit to New York to Columbia University is a little inappropriate because the guy is basically a tyrant. He's a killer. He's an oppressor.
That was Mark Mitchell of West New York, New Jersey. Like most other young people across the country, he felt as though this visit was unnecessary and offensive. Sharing the outrage was 21-year-old Malad Jahavi of Tehran, who now lives in Washington Township, New Jersey.
I was angered, to be honest. I got away from Iran to be away from people like this.
Malad spent the first 17 years of his life living in Iran under the country's fundamentalist Muslim rule.
See that he was, in a sense, honored to speak in such an important institution in the United States so freely, to express his hatred, to express how what he believes in and how he is, was disgusting.
He found the visit to affect him in a very personal way. As a gay Iranian, he felt the horrors of Iran's government firsthand.
It personally was an offensive attack on me. I took it very personally. I guess I shouldn't have. But I guess we should allow people to come and express themselves, maybe in the United Nations, but not like that. I think I would have the same feeling for the president of Venezuela or the North Korean leader if they came here.
Whether citizens of Iran, America, or around the civilized world, many people clearly disagree with President Ahmadinejad's views. I'm Danielle Biondi, WRPR News.